Well, it's Saturday, and on Saturdays I don't typically do news and focus programs, but today's different. I had to turn on the microphone for today. Today is just shocking. First I saw it on Fox News, and then I went onto the internet to find more than what I was expecting with regard to food stamps. Food stamps. You're familiar with food stamps. That's the government giving you a piece of paper that can be used at a store to buy groceries. This article is coming to us from Fox News, and the title is USDA's New Tactic to Promote Food Stamps Party. This is a new tactic. 3 days ago, on June 25th, I was looking at an article on the government advertising for food stamps. Advertising, yes, that's right. Radio spots. Let me find that article, and then I'll come back to the Fox News. Hold on. Yes, I've got it. This one's coming to us from money.cnn.com. Money.cnn.com, and it was coming out of New York. And then I'll go back to the Fox News one. More than 1 in 7 Americans are on food stamps, but the federal government wants even more people to sign up for the safety net program. How's that? The federal government wants more people to sign up? Wait a minute. 1 out of 7 is not enough? We need what? 1 out of 6? 1 out of 5? 1 out of 4? The U.S. Department of Agriculture has been running radio ads for the past 4 months encouraging those eligible to enroll. The campaign is targeted at the elderly, working poor, the unemployed, and Hispanics. The department is spending between $2.5 million and $3 million on paid spots, and free public service announcements are also airing. The campaign can be heard in California, Texas, North Carolina, South Carolina, Ohio, and the New York metro area. So, for your listening pleasure, I have found one of these radio spots, and I'm going to play it so that you can see how your taxpaying dollars are being used to encourage people to go file for food stamps. So take a listen.
Taking my grandkids to the park, but if I want to keep up with those mad bundles of energy, I have to stay healthy and eat right, and that can be a real challenge. But that's where food stamp benefits come in. They help me eat right when money's tight.
Would you look at Margie? She looks amazing.
Yes, she sure does.
I wonder how she stays so fit. What's her secret?
Well, she told me that food stamp benefits help her eat right, and she stays active, too.
Oh, I didn't know they helped people our age.
Oh, food stamps help lots of people. People you know.
Wait, you use it, too?
Yes, I do. Well,
so there we go. That's the ad. That's the radio ad. I thought for a moment that I was listening to a Nutrisystem or weight loss ad, but no, that's not what that was. That was an advertisement paid by your taxpaying dollars to encourage people to file for food stamps. As though 1 in 7 is not enough. So how many is enough? How many is enough? I mean, at what point will we figure out that the success of America as a nation is not built upon government handouts? It's built upon people working. So now let's go back to the other article. Let's go back to the other article from Fox News. So now I'm looking at a picture of the Golden State Advantage card. So the stigma with the little stamps has now been eliminated. Forget Tupperware bashes and toga sorries. The latest rage is food stamp parties. The USDA is encouraging the nation's food stamp program to promote to the elderly using parties and games. A series of guides currently posted at the USDA website promotes local offices of the SNAP, that's S-N-A-P, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, but commonly referred to as food stamps. So the stigma associated with the word food stamps has to be eliminated, and a new catchy phrase must be incorporated. So SNAP. Throw a great party. Host social events where people mix and mingle, the pamphlet encourages in one of the guides. Make it fun by having activities, games, food, and entertainment, and provide information about SNAP. Put SNAP information in a game format like bingo, crossword puzzles, or even a true-false quiz is fun and helps you get your message across in a memorable way. The program, which provides food buying help for low-income people, is a federal program under which benefits are distributed by states. While beneficiaries are once received actual food stamps, the benefits are now doled out via check cards. The program has also funded paid radio ads in California, Texas, North Carolina, South Carolina, Ohio, New York area. Now, let me put these one out of seven in the program in a little bit of perspective for you. The food stamp program cost $75.3 billion in 2011, up 100% since 2008. That's correct, 100%. Does that concern you? Do you understand that if we continue on this glide path, that that's not going to work? That this money comes from somewhere, and presently this money is coming from borrowing? Now, the manner in which the government is marketing this is phenomenal. The article goes on to say in Fox News, every $5 in new SNAP benefits generates $9.20 in additional community spending, the USDA states without elaborating. The department continues, if the national participation rose 5 percentage points, 1.9 million more low-income people would have an additional $1.3 billion in benefits per year to purchase healthy food and $2.5 billion total in new economic activity would be generated nationwide. We're borrowing money? We're borrowing money to generate nationwide economic activity? How does that work? How does that work? I mean, isn't that a whole lot like you going to the bank to borrow money for Christmas and then you have to spend the rest of the year paying it off? Did you notice also the word healthy? The word healthy food? How do we know that? I've seen it. I've seen it with my own eyes. I've seen the Ho-Hos. I've seen the soda. I have seen it with my own eyes. I have also seen the two shopping cart routine. You know how the two shopping cart routine. This is my food stamp shopping cart, and this is my cash shopping cart. So I don't believe this. This is bunk. This is utterly bunk. Now, do I want people starving? No. No, I do not. Well, then how, Pastor, do you reconcile that? How do you reconcile that? This is what I know. The federal government exists for the primary purpose of punishing lawbreakers. It does not exist for the primary purpose of taxing people to give it to others. And that is precisely what is happening here. Is that your taxpaying dollars, if you work, if you paid taxes this year, that is to say that at the end of the year you did not get back some massive federal rebate, you actually paid taxes into the system, then those dollars are being spent with various ways, and one of them is on $75 billion worth of food stamps, of which if I had to take a rough guess, I would say, over 50% don't deserve it. They are able-bodied people who can afford either to get out of bed and go to work, or can afford to make sacrifices in other ways and make it. For example, should you be able to collect food stamps and have an iPhone? I say no. Should you be able to collect food stamps and have cable television? I say no. Should you be able to collect food stamps? And we can just go on and on. But when the government offers you another free incentive, then there is no incentive either to make more money or to trim the budget or to get off the couch and go to work. And now what we have here is the federal government is actually advertising. This is insane. How is it going to change? I don't know. Greece, here we come. You disagree? Send me your comments to me at pastor@gmail.com or follow me on Twitter at pastor_Sean. Follow me on Twitter at pastor_Sean. Have a great day.